To the victor go the spoils. That wasn't exactly a proverb that rang true for our cum-cursed MILF as she was led back down the cigar smoke-filled hallway with doors leading off into various rooms that she'd assumed were where the exclusive high roller games took place. She was showered, fed, and provided with a shimmering gold lamé dress to wear, which was short, backless, the neckline dripping down to her belly button, and each side of the short hem had a slit up to her waist. It covered just enough of her voluptuous body to drive a man's imagination wild. They turned a corner, and a large set of double doors were opened to a huge luxury suite. Wall-to-ceiling windows lined the extent of one wall, couches strewn all over the room, large plush ottomans, small tables, bar stools, a baby grand piano, a barn, even a hot tub in one corner. And men. Lots of men. Horny men. Desperate men. Losers. Not in the broad sense of the word. Just losers of the night. Those literally unlucky at the tables or the slots, whom the casino didn't want leaving their establishment with the bad taste of losing in their mouth. They needed a change in perspective, and nothing does that quite like having your balls drained by a nasty, cum-hungry slut. She smiled wide at the sight before her. Xanadu. Cocks ripe for the milking. Blood began pumping rapidly through her veins. Her mouth was parched for the taste of cum. Her knees went weak with the potential to feed on all of this untapped cock sap. Well, until she noticed a few other women scattered around the room, dressed similarly slutty to her. One woman, down on her knees, sucking a tiny dick. Another bent over the back of one of the long sofas, taking a cock from behind. And one laying on her back under the piano, getting pounded missionary style. Two others in the hot tub, frolicking with a handful of men. The smell of pent-up cum in the balls of the men around the room was thick and heady in her intuitively cursed nostrils. She took a moment to breathe in deeply, closing her eyes and savoring the potential. But then her blood began boiling for a different reason. "That's mine," a voice in her head growled. "My cum. Mine." She'd experienced a lot of crazy shit since being cursed, but this possessive need to claim every drop of cum for herself was another level of crazy. Her vision blurred as the violent need to be the one and only cum dump in the room banished every rational thought from her head. She marched with purpose towards the nearest cock, pounding into the woman bent over the back of the sofa. Her large breasts swaying as she did, catching the attention of more than a few men in the vicinity. As she got closer, she confirmed the man was fucking the woman's pussy, not her ass. His full balls, hypnotically swaying with each pistoning thrust of his hips. It was a dry, gaping, overly used and aged pussy, too. No, a cunt. That word was much more fitting. He was fucking a loose, broken-in cunt, and about to give that subpar hole all of his precious cum. Hell no. She'd be damned if she'd let that happen. Once at his side, she licked up his neck, slowly and deliberately, whispering against his ear as her tongue trailed along the edges of it. "My tight ass would make you nut," so much harder than that pathetic cunt you're fucking. And she bent over the back of the sofa beside the bitch she was fucking, flipping the tiny hem of her skirt up, revealing a perfectly luscious round ass, reaching back to spread it open in invitation. The woman he was fucking was forgotten almost immediately, and the curse MILF chuckled at how predictable men were, selfishly led by their dicks, no matter the consequences. With his dick pulled out, he stepped in behind the curse MILF, grabbing hold of her hips before the other woman realized what was happening and began to protest. What the fuck? You're just gonna pull out? He didn't even bother to reply to her, too intent on fitting his cock up the tight ass being offered to him. The rejected woman then turned her anger on the cursed slut, who was not in the mood to be trifled with. She came for cum and she was gonna get it, no matter who it belonged to. She growled savagely at the woman who'd been dumped, flaring her nostrils and baring her teeth, just as a thick cock plunged up her tight ass. She made an intimidating sight. Fuck, is this what you wanted, you needy bitch? The man growled as he stuffed another few inches of hard dick up her ass. It felt glorious to have a cock inside her again. But no, that's not all she needed. Not yet. I want cum, she encouraged him. Fuck my ass until I get my cum. Both of them had forgotten the disgruntled woman, who'd decided the two of them weren't the effort of fighting over and stormed off towards the bar. The cursed MILF could now feel the rhythm of the man's full balls smacking against her pussy with each thrust. He was big, and yet she took all of him without flinching, a fact that didn't go unnoticed by him either. Fuck, you're tight. How come you ain't screaming in pain while I pound into your poop pipe? He muttered in awe. I ain't ever been in a hole this fucking tight, he added, panting as he tried to fuck her ass faster while carrying on his dirty interrogation at the same time. You want to make me nut fast, don't you, slut? She looked back over her shoulder at him and nodded, knowing a little more encouraging dirty talk would make the man fucking her ass explode into her guts, and she needed that more than her next breath of air. Come on, big man, give it to me. Harder. Yes. Oh, I love a creamy asshole. Pump it full of spunk. Fill my ass deep with it. You filthy slut, he growled, leaning more of his body weight into each thrust, her hips grinding against the fabric over the top of the sofa. The slapping sound of his thighs against the back of hers was deafening to her. She knew he was nearing his release. I ain't gonna pull out. You're gonna be shitting my cum for days, he bragged. And she could only wish that his statement was true. Do it, she moaned, wild and desperate now. She needed him to stop talking and start fucking coming. Rail my ass, she growled. More, deeper, harder. And he did just that. Deeper and deeper and harder, until, finally, she felt that first load of cum coat her insides. She could breathe again, her body going limp over the back of the sofa as the man kept pumping and pumping until he unloaded every drop. She barely had enough time to turn around and suck the remains of cum off his cock before hearing the man pounding the woman under the piano cry out that he was close. Oh, hell no. That's my cum. Mine. Mine, the cum-craving voice in her head demanded. She immediately stood upright and strode towards the piano, taking a seat on the piano bench, flipping her skirt up, revealing her bare pussy, her slick, cum-creamed ass squelching against the polished seat. She spread her legs wide and started to finger her tight, dripping wet cun, right in full view of the man pounding a random slut under him. The cum-cursed MILF had only one finger in her cunt, sliding in, out. But there was no mistaking how tightly that one finger was being squeezed by her virgin-like pussy hole. The man pounding the other woman under the piano stopped mid-thrust to watch in awe of the cum-cursed MILF's tight, wet cunt. The smell of her intoxicating juices invading his senses, too. Yet another perk of the curse. Her pheromones were that much more potent than any other female's. "That's my cum in those balls," she declared, looking down at him and his cock that he had slid out of the cunt he was just pounding into, was trying to decide which hole deserved his rod next. "I want it right up inside here," the cursed MILF added, spreading her thighs open wider and thrusting another finger in her tight snatch, moaning, "Oh, my pussy's so tight and wet. Don't you want to ruin it with that big dick and all of that cum?" That's all he needed to hear. She could see the instant that his lust for her took over all coherent thought. He grabbed her by her ankles, slid her down off the piano stool, right on top of the body of the woman he'd been fucking, then thrust his cock into the tight cum-cursed MILF's pussy without missing a beat. "Are you fucking kidding me?" the other rejected woman cried, thrashing, trying to wriggle out from under the bodies fucking on top of her. Neither of them was concerned enough by her protests to stop, though. Not until a load of cum was inside her. "Fuck, that's tight! God damn, you're strangling my fucking dick! Shit! That's some good pussy! Some good fucking pussy! Oh, that pussy needs some nut, don't it? Yes, 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 now!" the cum-cursed MILF demanded and pleaded at once, reaching around to dig her nails into the ass of the loser on top of her, keeping him locked into her pussy, just in case at the last minute he decided to pull out. She'd noticed the wedding ring on his finger, and knew from past experience that the married ones sometimes got cold feet at the last minute. And she couldn't risk that. She needed more cum. "You dirty girl," he growled. "Take this, dirty girl. Take it all," he added, as his cock started to blast hot jets of cum into her womb. She tilted her hips up even higher to make sure gravity helped every drop of his priceless jizz slide down into her. Once again, with the gnawing craving temporarily satiated, she could think and observe the surroundings of the room. Her eyes locked on the women in the hot tub, frolicking with four men. "No fucking way," the voice in her head chimed in again. "It's mine. All mine. That's my cum. Claim your cum. Claim your cum." She crawled out from under the piano, easing the dress off her shoulders as she approached the hot tub, fully naked by the time she stood beside it. "Got room to squeeze into me? I mean, squeeze me in?" she asked, seemingly innocently, but she knew full well the effect a body like hers would have on those men, how much bigger and perkier her cursed breasts were than the other two women in the hot tub, how much curvier her ass was, and much more tempting her cock-sucking lips were. "No," the women both replied in unison, even while the men were already scooching over to make room for her and her tits and her ass in the water. It gave her the advantage to see that the women still wore their bottoms, and she was already naked, ready to put out. She'd barely sat her ass onto one of the seats down under the bubbling jets when she reached out to take two already hard cocks in each hand and begin stroking them. "Fucking hell," one of them grunted. "This is what we've been waiting for," the other said. she giggled coyly. I could tell, gentlemen. I'm not going to be a cock tease like these two bitches. I want to get stuffed with all your cogs. What the fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are? The two women growled at her. And in response, she just arched her back, letting her big, gorgeous tits float up against the surface of the water, her ripe, hard nipples peeking through the swirling bubbles. I'm the one who's getting fucked by four cocks in this hot tub tonight, right, gentlemen? She proclaimed confidently. The men were already under her spell, one moving out of the hot tub to sit on the edge so he could entice her by stroking his wet pole, foaming with bubbles from the tub, dripping down towards his hot, saggy full balls. She leaned forward so she could follow the trail of those foaming bubbles with her tongue, enveloping his hot cock in her hot mouth. Another man helped her up onto his lap so she could straddle his cock and start riding him. Another traced the length of her spine, dipping his hand down under the water, all the way down to the crack of her ass, sliding one finger, then another, deep up her behind, checking to see if she'd been bluffing, or if she really was ready to take four loads of cum tonight in any hole they chose. When he felt his probing finger get coated with cream, he knew she was the real deal. He waded in the water to position himself behind her and easily slid up into her ass, despite it being unbelievably tight after being just fucked recently. Fuck! Are you in her ass, dude? The guy she was riding asked the guy behind her. Yeah, she's taking my dick up her shitter like a champ, bro, he replied. Fucking hell! Her pussy just tightened like a fucking vice on my rod, dude! Keep doing that! Oh, it feels so fucking good! She smiled around the cock she was sucking, hearing the praise from the men using her holes for their pleasure. She'd had a couple of threesomes since she'd been cursed, and there were multiple cocks on the bus ride in, and in the casino boss's office. But to have this many cocks available to her at once was a rare thing indeed. She was in heaven, despite the craving for another hot load building fast. Another man from the party overheard the men's comments, noting her eager sucking and cock-riding skills, and he couldn't resist joining the group in the hot tub, grabbing a handful of her slick, wet tits as they bounced on the surface of the water while intermittently stroking his dick. The women, she'd noticed when she looked up, were wrapped in towels, sitting at the bar with the other two who'd been rejected earlier. They all looked pissed, but she could sense that they were also impressed by her multitasking skills, too. She didn't give a fuck if they were bitter or if she was a cum stealer. She needed cum to survive. They were just sluts looking for a cock to get off on. Speaking of survival, her instincts were tossed to the side as she dipped her head underwater to wrap her mouth around one of the large cocks of the men she'd been jacking off in the tub beside her. The chlorine spice taste of him was glorious as she gobbled up more and more of his dick. After good enough sampling, she switched to another cock, savoring the taste of him, until she felt his big hand pressed against the back of her head, keeping her buried underwater on his cock. And although she could deep throat for days without needing to come up for air, she wasn't able to do it underwater. She was cursed, not a fucking mermaid. But the man holding her down seemed to like pushing her limits. It was the same man who'd been fucking her ass earlier. He'd tapped in another bigger cock to take his place up her shithole, and the new guy, with the big cock now in her ass, kept repeating, "Damn, I never get ass! Never! My dick's too big, chicks always say! But fuck! Look at this slut, just give it up! She's gonna be ruined!" She couldn't decipher most of his dirty talk from underwater with the echoing of the jets magnified as they were. She was rapidly running out of air. As a cock-sucking expert, she didn't panic, though. She'd learned some tricks over the last few cursed months. The number one being, if she sucked on a dick like she was trying to coax a thick milkshake through a tiny straw, the cum would certainly start to flow fast. That's exactly what she did. Jesus fucking Christ! The man holding her head hissed, losing the battle of wills. She heard the muffled swear words, felt his hips gyrating and bucking wildly, just before she felt the first thick dollop of cum on her tongue. She just kept sucking for more and more, sucking harder and harder, nearing the point she might pass out, both from lack of oxygen and the euphoria of the thick load she was swallowing. Finally, he couldn't bear the intense pleasure any longer, yanking her hair up off his cock and out of the water so she could fill her lungs with air. But only for a second. Then she was searching out another cock to suck, all the while still riding cocks in each hole. Two more men who'd just arrived, fresh off their losses on the casino floor, joined the cum-cursed slut in the hot tub, replacing two recently drained dicks. "Got room for a few more?" they asked, their spirits immediately brightening as she took one meaty cock in her hand, guiding it forward. "I've always got room for more cocks," she said, pushing the head of the cock in her hand against her pussy, which was already being fucked in that moment. "The slut's trying to DP her own fucking cunt," the guy gasped in awe, but still not hesitating to push deeper into her pussy with the other cock. "Losers!" the rejected woman called to the men across the room, even more jealous now that they'd been passed over once again in the favor of the cum-cursed slut, who now had multiple cocks in each hole, alternating between sucking three or four pulls at once, sometimes even trying to fit all of them in her mouth at the same time, while getting groped and slapped and fucked underwater by multiple hands and cocks. Something about those women being jealous of her stealing their cocks and cum increased her enjoyment of the men that she was in the hot tub with that much more. An intense orgasm was building within her, and she knew once her tight holes started to come on those cocks, she'd be stuffed and showered and fed with more cum than ever before. But only now did a wild thought hit her. Would that much cum be enough to break this curse? She'd Googled it once in the past and dismissed the only solution the site offered. More cum was her curse. How could it also be the cure? But she couldn't deny that something was different about tonight. The building need inside her, the incessant voice in her head, the revolving door of casino losers to milk loads of cum from. If she could keep this up, keep the jealous bitches at bay and manage to get every drop of cum all to herself all night, could she possibly break this curse? Could that literally be all it took? More cum than ever to break the curse? And more importantly, if it was the key to breaking the curse, is that what she wanted? Or would she miss needing cum more than her next breath? She didn't have the answer yet, but one way or another, by the end of this night, she knew she would. Here's a little extra blooper reel from this audio. I just couldn't seem to get past this one phrase. Oh, and by the way, this clicking noise you'll hear is how I identify areas to go back and edit out of my audio. Enjoy my fumbles in this one, gentlemen. I'm the one who's getting fucked by four cocks in this hop. I'm the one who's getting fucked by four. I'm the one who's getting fucked by four cocks in this hop tub. I can't say it. I'm the one who's getting fucked by four cocks in this hop. Oh my God. Oh, okay. Let's try this again.